Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, because I have the extraordinary privilege of being able to share vital health information with you each weekend. And I love doing it. It's a real labor of love. And I'm very, very proud and happy to say that our efforts have been acknowledged by those of you out there who subscribe to our podcasts, which are hours and hours of additional programming beyond this radio program, which is heard on radio stations across the country. People are downloading our podcasts, which you can get via your computer or via mobile devices in droves. And this is the culmination of a little bit of an experiment that I undertook a couple of years ago when radio was changing. And initially, this program was a daily program and also on Saturdays. It was a six-day-a-week program. But with the changes that occur in network radio, we were unable to continue our daily radio program. But I decided to embark on a little experiment, which is what would happen if we made our program available via the Internet. Very self-same program, even better, without the commercials, and free and clickable on your computer or mobile device. You can go to drhoffman.com or you can subscribe via iTunes. And would anybody bother to listen? And indeed, the experiment was a success, because we have just surpassed the 2 million download benchmark for our Intelligent Medicine podcast. 2 million individual episodes of Intelligent Medicine have been downloaded in the past couple of years. The growth has been astronomical. Just last month, we had 130,000 downloads. So there's really been an upward curve in terms of participation. And people are changing in their listening habits. So those of you listening on the radio, great. We welcome you. Times they are changing, and people are accessing their media in different ways. Just like, you know, when you want to watch a TV program, you DVR it or you go to on demand. And even if you're not sitting, plunking yourself down in front of the TV at the very self-same time the program's broadcast, you can access programming that you find valuable. Also, our growth on Facebook is impressive. We have 4,000 likes on Facebook, lots of followers, 12,000 Intelligent Medicine newsletter readers, and we invite you to subscribe. It's free as well, and it's a source of great information every week. We work hard on these efforts, and I'm very happy to say our efforts have been rewarded by your participation. So our number, 888-302-3684, and one of the big stories this week, I'll talk about it later, evidence that the paleo diet really does reboot your endocrine system and change the way that your body processes calories. But before we get to that, before we get to our phone calls, this week, if you subscribe to the newsletter, I wrote an article called Clickbait Health Reporting. I'm calling BS on these five health stories, because there's some pretty shoddy health reporting out there. And there's a lot of competition for eyeballs. So people are writing stories with lurid headlines that aren't that scientifically substantiated. So I'm calling BS on five health stories in our newsletter. And subscribe to our newsletter, or if you don't want to subscribe, it's free anyway. You can go to drhoffman.com and get the whole story. But I'll share with you one of them, which is sitting is the new smoking. You've heard that. It's become a popular meme. Sitting is the new smoking. As if you sit too long, you're going to die young, and you'll be more prone to cardiovascular death and, you know, all that entails. And the research suggested that sitting, per se, even if he had an active lifestyle. This got me a little worried because I am very active. I work out, you know, most days of the week, biking, running, swimming, doing various forms of strength training. But I also sit a lot because guess what? I'm a doctor. And so what are you going to do? You're going to stand up while listening to people's complaints? Plus, as we speak, I am sitting. I spend a lot of time broadcasting and recording stuff, recording podcasts. And so I thought, geez, you know, in spite of all my best efforts, this sitting may be doing me in. The research suggests that sitting, even if you have an active lifestyle, could undermine your cardiovascular health, increase your risk for diabetes and cancer, and lead to premature death. And one of the consequences of this is that you have these wearable devices now. For example, the Apple Watch. And the Apple Watch would give you like this annoying little warning every half hour if you're sitting too long with a message saying, get up and walk around. And this is an example of where junk science kind of ran the tapes on real accurate reporting, because a new wrinkle has been added to the story, and I talk about it in our newsletter. A large study of 5,000 British individuals has just been completed. They were followed for up to 16 years, so I'd say it's a pretty good study. And what they found was there was no difference whatsoever in whether the subject sat for long periods or not. So the researchers conclude these results cast doubt on the benefits of sit-stand workstations. Yeah, you could literally stand up and work. I've seen these tables, and they're selling like hotcakes, which employers are increasingly providing to promote healthy working environments. So look, I mean, anyway, it goes without saying, if you're just sitting around a lot, you're watching a lot of TV, and you're just not getting off your duff, yeah, that's going to increase your risk of cardiovascular disease and obesity and insulin resistance, diabetes, and innumerable health problems. But sitting per se may not be the new smoking has been parroted so frequently in the media. And no, you don't have to turn into a jumping jack to avert a premature demise. So we do that with four other health stories in this week's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Please check it out. Please subscribe to our newsletter. Check out our podcast because we got some real good ones this week. All right, Steve in Manhattan, welcome.
Good afternoon, Dr. Hoffman.
How you doing, sir?
I recently got a lipid profile done, and there's two numbers on here which I can't seem to reconcile with each other. One of them is an HDL number, which is a little over 100, which I think is good.
Yep.
But there's also one called the HDL-P, which is a little low. And I don't know how they'll relate to each other.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what type of test you had done. Did you have a fractionated lipid test where you look at, LDL particle size and HDL particle size?
I had that done in the past. They didn't mention it on this one, but they do. That's the two things that stand out. I mean,
When you have an HDL over 100, you are golden. Because generally high HDLs are associated with longevity, even if you have a high cholesterol. And we actually devote a lot of attention to the HDL percentage. Maybe the HDL-P is what you're looking at, or the HDL ratio that's low. Is that possibly
I think they're talking about particles.
Huh.
It said LDL and HDL particles on the bottom.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so there is a little bit of an argument to be made that just like LDL particles, you know, they say, well, LDL is bad. If you have an LDL above 130, then you're in trouble and you need to be on a statin. But actually, it's not just the overall number of the LDLs. It's the type of LDLs. So if you have large, fluffy LDL particles, that's a good thing. If you have small, dense LDL particles, that's a more dangerous thing. The same thing with HDL. The HDL, to some extent, there are good forms of HDL and there's less good forms of HDL. There's practically no such thing as a bad HDL, but there's some HDLs that are less effective at protecting you against cardiovascular disease. And I don't know what you're referring to on this test, and I don't know why it's displayed that way because it's kind of unintelligible. But that may be a comment on the characteristic of your HDL particle, that maybe the HDL characteristics are less favorable that they do on certain tests. But I have to see the test to kind of decipher it. And, you know, sometimes people push tests at me and show me results where really I don't understand why they're portraying the results in the fashion that they're doing, because it makes it harder for doctors and patients to interpret. And so this one mystifies me. Mostly an HDL over 100, you're golden. You should be good.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. Join us in the doctor's office with your questions. We got lots more to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. In a moment, I'll share with you the results of some research on the paleo diet. Paleo diet, something I've been talking about a lot lately. And I recently did a great interview with the co-developer of the Whole 30 diet, which is something I've been personally experimenting with and recommending it to patients. Many of you out there have been exploring it. Melissa Hartwig, the interview we did this week, and it's posted at drhoffman.com. But first, I'd like to share with you something that I'm really excited about. Because if you're one of the tens of millions of Americans suffering from hypertension, you may be faced with the alternative of a lifetime of dependency on medications that are costly, have a lot of side effects, and ultimately don't get to the bottom of your problem. They just sort of mask the symptoms. And so I've long been searching for natural alternatives to blood pressure medication. And yes, diet and exercise, certainly important. Certain supplements help. But for some people, it's not enough. Now I've discovered something that is a true medical breakthrough in the natural treatment of hypertension. It's the Zona Plus. And it is not a supplement. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And at least 22 clinical studies have confirmed that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. This is the real deal. The science is there, and I've been recommending it to patients, and now I recommend it to you as listeners. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. So to find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman or fill in the code Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 888-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. tryzonanow.com. All right. Let's talk to Pat in Westbury. How are you doing, Pat?
Very good, doctor. I have a question. At one point, Fosamax, which is used for osteoporosis, was thought to lead to, in some people, a fracture of the thigh bone. Now they're coming out, I believe, with a new new results that say that you can use it for 5 years.
Yes.
And then you stop using it for a while. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, here's the deal with Fosamax and that whole category of medications. These are called bisphosphonates. So it includes Fosamax and Boniva and Actonel and also injectable forms like Reclast. Those are stronger, the injectable forms, but they also increase the likelihood of what's called a pathological fracture. So what happens is they can increase your bone density, but they also undermine your bone architecture, maybe give you more brittle bones. And that effect actually begins pretty quickly, but they figure that the cutoff point for most people is 5 years. Now, I've seen, unfortunately, people who've been on these drugs 8, 10, 12 years, and they're really in the zone where the benefits may be outweighed by the potential downsides. So now they've revised recommendations for using these medications. Just use them for, you know, up to 5 years. I think most doctors are heeding those recommendations, and let's see where the bone density is, and then, you know, now they have other drugs, so they'll say, well, we're done with that, and you go on something else. In my opinion, the natural therapies for osteoporosis can be very effective, and they include, in particular, yes, calcium, vitamin D, the cofactors, all those are important. But the real breakthrough for me has been the use of over-the-counter strontium. Strontium at 680 milligrams a day, strontium citrate, strontium carbonate taken at bedtime is very effective for enhancing bone. And the other therapy that I find helpful now is something called ostinol. Ostinol is a bone morphogenetic protein which really helps to build bone and usually forestalls the need for these powerful medications. And some people need them, but I'm not quick to prescribe them as I once was when, you know, before I lost confidence in them. So there you go. All right, coming up, but we're going to talk about how your paleo diet can actually alter your biochemistry and flip the switch on your metabolism. That story coming up. 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us at 888-302-3684. Or if you don't care to call us this hour and you want to send us a question, you can send it to radioprogram@AOL.com. And we'll use that as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions. You can download that podcast at drhoffman.com and join the 2 million Intelligent Medicine podcast downloaders that we just commemorated. And so paleo diet, something that I've been talking a lot about because I personally experienced its benefits. I've been following the paleo diet according to something called the Whole 30 since Christmas time. And I was disappointed to see that last year, and I shared the story with you, that U.S. News and World Reports, which is a pretty defunct publication, right? When was the last time you read U.S. News and World Reports? Well, they rated the diets. They rated 30 different diets. And dead last, 30 out of 30 was the paleo diet. And what they rated first was something called the DASH diet, which is a low-fat diet that is designed to alleviate hypertension. It's based on low-fat dairy products, avoiding fat and cholesterol, having lots and lots of whole grains, fruits and vegetables. And they said that was number one, the best diet. They said the paleo diet, dead last, I think 29 out of 30 was the Atkins diet. Clearly they have a bias against diets which are high protein diets containing fat. And if they have a misconception about the paleo diet, because the paleo diet is not brontosaurus steaks. I've been following this diet, and yeah, you know, I have some animal protein, but I've also been enjoying more fruits and vegetables than ever before. And there's some days where, you know, I don't have any red meat whatsoever. I can have small amounts of fish and poultry and just eat lots and lots of vegetables, nuts, and it's very, very satisfying. And my cravings have really been diminished, my cravings for sugar, and I've dropped a few pounds. Not that I was particularly trying, but I did. So they finally did a study, and the study was actually presented at the annual meeting of the Endocrine Society. Now, maybe you say, why the Endocrine Society? Well, the Endocrine Society has to do with hormonal disorders. And what's the number one hormonal disorder? No, it's not hypothyroidism, as you might guess. It's insulin resistance. High levels of insulin promote weight gain, high cholesterol, cardiovascular risk, inflammation, cancer, and of course, you know, pre-diabetes. That's, you know, insulin resistance, the pathway to adult onset diabetes. And that's, you know, mostly these days, that's what endocrinologists deal with. Yeah, they deal with a lot of thyroid problems, some unusual adrenal and pituitary problems, gonadal problems like hypogonadism, low testosterone. But it's mostly insulin resistance and diabetes. Okay, so they took 70 women and they split them into two groups. They either got a Paleolithic diet or a low-fat diet for 24 months. And here's what they found. A Paleolithic diet reduced specific fatty acids and desaturase activities in the blood associated with insulin resistance more distinctly than a control diet did, despite similar weight loss. So these are both diets, and okay, admittedly, both groups lost weight, the low-fat diet and the paleo diet. But in terms of insulin metabolism and inflammation markers, there was a superior result in those following the Paleolithic diet. At the six-month mark, in fact, women in the Paleolithic group lost more weight compared with women in the low-fat group. But by 24 months, the weight loss was similar between the groups at 11% for the Paleolithic group and 8% for the low-fat group. Well, tell that to a woman desirous of weight loss that you lose 3% more weight. They'd be okay with that. They said, well, statistically, that's not a big difference. But 11% versus 8% of weight, I would say, yeah, that's significant. So there was a sharp decrease in inflammatory markers in the paleo diet. The metabolic profile showed a decrease in risk for insulin resistance in members of the Paleolithic dietary group at the six-month mark. And why is that? Because it's relatively low carb. It's low in these vegetable oils, and that makes a real difference, ultimately, in insulin resistance and inflammation. And so many of you following me on Facebook and read my newsletter, you're hearing me talk about this. This really is a wonderful innovation if you're trying to turn around a weight problem, a blood pressure problem, a prediabetes problem, a craving problem, an inflammatory problem, an autoimmune problem. Check it out. All right. Let's talk to Andrew. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Houghton.
Yeah.
My problem is that I have an immune disorder where my immune system kills my platelets, and they go bottom low.
Yep.
And I have to get a shot called N-plate to make them go up.
Yep.
Now, that's fine, but the problem is that this shot gives you blood cancer later on when you do it for many years.
Yep.
And I wanted to know if there's a natural way, you know, to help the platelets go up.
You know, yeah, platelet disorders are often of an autoimmune nature, and that's why it's sometimes referred to as ITP, idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, which is a mouthful, so let's just call it ITP. ITP occurs when the body attacks the platelets erroneously. This is just like when the body attacks the joints, that's rheumatoid arthritis, or the body attacks the thyroid, that's thyroiditis, or when the body attacks the liver in autoimmune hepatitis. Okay, so the protocol for that is to use the nutrients that simmer down the immune response. Those would be things like vitamin D, very effective for autoimmune disorders, and fish oil. But you got to be a little careful with fish oil because your platelets are already low, and you know fish oil is a blood thinner. And I find that among the autoimmune disorders, ITP is one of the hardest to treat. I'd much rather treat a case of lupus or a case of rheumatoid arthritis or any other type of inflammatory disorder, because those are, you know, they're less critical when it comes to, you know, when you run out of platelets, you can bleed to death. So you really, you know, you have to really bolster the platelet count quickly to forestall a dangerous situation. And that's why I feel that natural therapies for ITP are a little less reliable and effective than for some other autoimmune disorders. So, yeah, you know, you can try that kind of protocol. A diet certainly is important. There's some studies that suggest that food intolerances can flare the immune system. I've read at least one case report where a specific food was the culprit in ITP. That in that particular case report, it was sesame. Abandoning the intake of sesame helped that person in one case of ITP. But reliably, I would say, you know, avoiding sesame or avoiding one particular food or avoiding gluten isn't going to cure the majority of cases of ITP. But there could be a food-related issue. And again, autoimmune problems, give it a try. Paleo diet, you'll limit a lot of foods that are modern foods that could flare the immune system because of reactivity.
I have one more question for you.
Sure.
I got all the information you just gave me. Now, the next question is, what is it that causes my immune system to go against my platelets? Is there anything I can do?
So the answer is, that's a really complicated question, and it may have to do with, you know, there are whole books that have been written about this. It may have to do with the way that we raise our kids, you know, the hygiene hypothesis, whether you play in dirt, you know, playing in dirt and being exposed to germs tolerizes you to germs in the environment so that your body doesn't turn around and attack itself. The chemicals that are in our air, food, and water may predispose to autoimmunity, deficiencies of critical nutrients like vitamin D or imbalances in omega-3 can cause the immune system to overreact. Perhaps even the fact that we vaccinate people against everything these days makes the immune system less, shall we say, flexible in its response and makes us more prone to autoimmunity. We have less infectious disease, but we have more autoimmunity and allergies as a result of that. So it's complicated. It's theoretical. Nobody knows the answer. Why is it in your case? It may be one or another combination of those things. All right?
Thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure, Andrew. All the best to you. Good luck. All right. Let's talk to Susan, who has an autoimmune disease. Susan's in Queens, New York. How you doing?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman. I'm a long-time listener, and I love your show.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to ask you, if a person came to your office and presented with possible low-level lupus symptoms,
I would love it. I would love it. I just love those kind of patients.
Okay,
go ahead.
Keep in mind that the person is very healthy otherwise, and that they did have surgery on the parathyroid gland because it was overactive, and the vitamin D levels were low, but then they were restored.
And
so
this person might be perchance you?
Yes.
Okay, this hypothetical person? Okay, fine.
Yes, it's hard for me to wrap my head around this because I just found this out, so I'm talking
Yeah, here's part of the problem, Susan, is were you diagnosed with lupus or were you just told that you have a positive test?
Yeah, the test is a little positive. So I do have an appointment with the rheumatologist.
Okay,
but
so hang tight, mm-hmm. Susan. The vast majority of people who are told that they might have lupus don't actually have lupus. It sounds like you don't have lupus. You just have a positive ANA, which is a marker for autoimmunity. And it's actually real common in women. Maybe 15-20% of women carry that marker. And only in, you know, a very small percentage of cases does that result in full-blown lupus with all that can result in, you know, very debilitating condition, damaging to the kidneys, you know, that whole routine of, you know, how devastating that problem can be. It's unlikely that you have lupus. But let's say hypothetically you did, which you don't. Lupus, I would treat with a paleo diet because we're eliminating the troublesome modern foods that cause the immune system to hyperreact. So get rid of gluten, get rid of dairy, get rid of maybe a whole category of modern domesticated foods and go for fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, natural grass-fed or organic animal proteins and eggs, generally well tolerated by the immune system. Restore balance to the gastrointestinal tract with helpful probiotics. Take a lot of fish oil, which has an anti-inflammatory effect. In women who have lupus, DHEA, which is a hormone, but it's available over the counter, works really well to quell symptoms. But that should be taken under doctor's supervision, in my opinion. High-dose vitamin E has been shown to be effective in lupus, a little higher than I'd give for normal prevention, but I might give 800 or 1,200 to a patient with lupus, again, under doctor's supervision. So those are some of the things that could make a difference. But for you, you know, just maybe a little bit of a dietary cleanup and some fish oil could help you. And I've seen that ANA go negative in some people after following such a program. It actually becomes undetectable as their immune system helps to self-regulate. Another treatment that's really promising, Susan, again, you don't need this, but for a patient with active lupus, I would prescribe low-dose naltrexone, which we did an entire podcast on. It's very fascinating. We talked to a lady who's an advocate for low-dose naltrexone, which is actually prescription medication, but it's a low dose of a commonly prescribed medication. Low-dose naltrexone kind of flips the switch on your immune system and helps to regulate it. And she was suffering from very debilitating multiple sclerosis, managed to get a hold of it. She lives in Great Britain where it's harder to get, and has turned around her MS very successfully. So those are some of the therapies that are helpful for lupus. And if I had, you know, 10 lupus patients a week in my office, I'd be a very happy camper because it's eminently treatable.
Can I ask you one more question, Dr. Hoffman?
Actually, we're running out of time, so I'm afraid
we
can't.
Could you just comment on vitamin D, like how high you can go with
that? Yeah, you can go. You can when you're dealing with that, you can take 5,000 a day. usually that's safe, usually even without supervision. But if you go higher, and we sometimes do, then you should probably do it with a doctor's supervision. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you. And we'll conclude our program with kind of a lightning round on nutrition. This month's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition features an article on vitamin B12 and its role in memory. There are literally millions of Americans who suffer from something called MCI, which is mild cognitive impairment. It's kind of a euphemism, like, have you got mild cognitive impairment? Well, yeah. Sometimes senior moments, right? Well, B12 levels play a role in memory. And the current levels for B12 deficiency are set at 180 or 200, sometimes 220, depending on the lab. And what they found is something quite interesting. They found that mild cognitive impairment in older adults occurred at levels of B12 that were much higher than the cutoff for B12 deficiency. So you can go and you can get a B12 check, and let's say your B12 is okay. Say it's 250. That's okay, right? But you're suffering from memory problems. You ask your doctor, do you think I need more B12? Nah, you're fine. Well, it turns out, according to the study, that the threshold for B12 to be effective at supporting memory was higher. It was around 300. And what they say here is that our findings show for the first time that even in the absence of vitamin B12 deficiency, a low normal vitamin B12 status is associated with a worse functioning of the hippocampus. That's the center of the brain associated with memory. And they say that B12 does something via the homocysteine pathway. High homocysteine would be another indicator of risk for cognitive decline in Alzheimer's disease. The current results suggest that higher cutoffs for CMB12 deficiency, for example, 300, or earlier supplementation in older adults, particularly those with incipient dementia, might be advisable. So you got memory problems, you got a low normal B12, think supplementing with vitamin B12, particularly the effective, pricier methylcobalamin version of B12. All right, here's one on curcumin. Curcumin, very beneficial for inflammation. It's an anti-cancer nutrient. It's a substance in turmeric. that's best known as one of the main components of curry powder. A new study suggests that curcumin might help fight drug-resistant tuberculosis. That's a big problem because we're running out of drugs to treat TB. And I think this, unfortunately, has something to do with our current immigrant population, because people are coming across the borders from parts of the world where medical treatment is insufficient. And TB is making a comeback. And so investigators found that by stimulating human immune cells called macrophages, curcumin was able to successfully remove Mycobacterium tuberculosis. That's the bacteria that causes TB. And so they say that the study provides evidence that curcumin protects against TB infection in human cells. And, of course, this requires some additional research to determine if adding curcumin to the antibiotic regimen that people receive will provide additional benefit. And this article, a lot of people concerned about the potential for what are called goitrogens to damage the thyroid. So they're avoiding healthy foods like broccoli and cabbage family vegetables. Well, I came across a very comprehensive review of this, and their conclusion is that consumption of typical serving sizes of raw commercial broccoli, Chinese cabbage, bok choy, and broccoli rabe are very unlikely to impair thyroid function. However, consumption of large amounts of kale, more than a kilo per day, that's 2.2 pounds for several months, and some collard greens and Brussels sprouts could possibly damage the thyroid. So think broccoli, but perhaps go easy on the kale juicing if you're concerned about your thyroid. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for more content. This is Intelligent Medicine.